Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yep, Kyle today. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering class. Thank you for being with us. Kyle, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Well, yeah, I was just telling Jason that I was walking... coming in from doing the morning chores, you know, feeding the chickens, making sure, giving the cows water, chickens water, you know, the little calves out in the front yard, and watering the trees. Now, I wanted to talk about that, trees, watering trees with buckets. And I walked through the garage, and right there on the floor was a battery charger hooked up to a 12-volt truck battery, tractor battery, and just charging it. And I thought, I would recommend this. This is a real, this is, you know, when you have a battery that just does not want to come back, and you've topped off the electrolyte with distilled water, just doesn't want to come back to life. There's this one battery charger that, with all the years I've experimented with battery chargers, this one seems to have some powers that, it's not big, it's little. It's only one amp. And you put it on for a couple days, and it seems to recharge a battery that others can't seem to charge. And it's made by a company called Century, C-E-N-T-U-R-Y, made in USA. So this is one amp. It's a little tiny one, and it's an old-fashioned design. It has a transformer and a rectifier and two clamps and a plug and a black plastic vented box. And it's probably 25 years old or so. I paid $19.99 for it, full price, you know, many, many years ago. And it just works great. It has a little switch for 6-volt and 12-volt. And I thought, you know, that's something that we should talk about. And it's so good, I'd like to recommend it. And I have recommended it a few times over the years on air. Well, I thought I would check the price. Well, I found one. There's two of them on eBay right now. It's model 87001. 87001. Pre-owned on eBay. That means used. $79.99 plus $14.95 shipping. That's the cheap one. There's another one that's pre-owned that is $89.99 plus $11.75 shipping. We're talking almost $100 for a little tiny battery charger, one amp, that you would typically expect to find at a garage sale for $1. Kyle, am I exaggerating or not?
No, it's amazing, Vince. I have one of those too, by the way. And the other thing that I found, both of these I got at a garage sale, actually estate sales of older guys that, you know, passed on and left, was, you know, years ago, maybe even before this century, this particular century, they made a Century battery charger that had a metal case. And it was either 6 or 12 volt, and it was 2 amp. And anyway, I picked one of those up, and I still have it to this day. And it's sort of like a small trickle charger, and it works fine. And I'll bet it's at least 60 years old, because they haven't made, you know, very many battery, the old, especially this old rounded, you know, the rounded corners that they had on them way back when.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one's probably maybe the one that I'm telling you about is maybe about 4 inches by 4 inches by 4 inches. Real small. But it works like a charm. I keep it right in where I have a stack of different types of battery chargers, and I keep this in there just for that purpose. If you have one, like you said, if you leave it on there for, I don't know, 24, 48 hours sometimes, because you're not, it has a self-regulating thing in it. So it's not going to boil it. But if you, because that's about the only type of charger I will buy. Anyway, you leave it in there, and it will bring back batteries sometimes. I can't say it's 100% effective. I have had a couple over the years that did not come back, and but they had, it was, they weren't my batteries, but they had been low and they had frozen. And I told my kids, one was my kids and one was a friend, and I told them, I said, I'll try to bring it back and see what happens, but a couple times it did not work for me, but in most cases, I would say probably, I don't know, 60-70% of the time it would come back. Has that about been your experience as well?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, what I do, I do everything I can to prevent the a battery from freezing. So our barn is unheated, and we have equipment in the barn, and each piece of equipment that has an engine has a battery. And what I mentioned this many times, but I'll do it again. I've taken a battery charger that you can mount on a wall, and many of them have little holes in the back, even the you know, the older Century and Schumacher, and they have little holes so you can put two little screws, like sheetrock screws, in the wall, and then hang them on the wall. And I like that because, number one, it gets plenty of air to circulate around the transformer and the rectifier, and it runs cooler and it lasts longer. But the other thing I do is I save the clamps, the battery clamps, cut them off, and I insert like a 50-foot 16-gauge extension cord, an orange extension cord, solder it in place, and extend the length of the charging cables. And so it's hung on the wall, and I can plug it into an outlet, which is right underneath it. And I just drag that cord, that orange cord, around the equipment, and I charge one battery at a time, and then next day I move it to the next one, next one, next one, next one, next one. There's like 10 or 15 pieces of equipment, and I keep the batteries topped off, and when you do that, they don't freeze. And if they don't freeze, they don't, when a battery freezes, if it's not charged, it will freeze at a higher temperature. So if it's almost dead, a battery will freeze. The plates will buckle at 32 degrees, 31 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, you go outside and it's kind of cool, but it's not that cold. Well, to a battery, it is deadly. So if you keep them charged, they won't freeze. And batteries used to be, well, heck, when I was selling auto parts, you could buy a brand new battery for $9.99. $14.99, or a really, really good one for $19.99. Now a battery is a couple hundred bucks. And seriously, so we make sure that they don't freeze. And so if you have an older battery charger that has it's not working right, it's probably the rectifier in an older one that has failed. And I just looked on eBay. You can buy 10 amp half wave rectifiers, and they're like they look like resistors. $7.35 shipped for 10 of them. Okay, so if you have a 10 amp battery charger, 10 amp would be the absolute minimum size you would go. Actually, what I would do is I'd look for a 50 amp rectifier, and I'd put that in there and attach the heat sink to it, and it'd work just fine. So just a couple quick comments. We have Arjun in West Virginia. Welcome, Arjun.
Hello, hello, Kyle. Good morning. Good to talk to you guys.
Arjun, so, I want to say thank you for all your hard work on the website. Class 5 Minute University, FIVE. 5MinuteUniversity.com. It's not being picked up by the search engines yet. We have to do a little bit of tweaking to make that happen. But if you want to look at the campsite, Arjun, you did a great job putting the pictures of the campsite in there and the verbiage. Thank you so much for doing that, Arjun.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, like you did like a great job. You know, like last page I had to update in this, like you can read a sample for 5 Minute University, and you did like a good job. updating that page. You're like, that was the only thing that was left. And you updated that. Great job on that. And yeah, I mean, like, yeah, so the website is up and running. It's all live and everything, you know. So,
well,
yeah.
Arjun, I had a quick question for you. So you are in the resume polishing business, aren't you? Is that what you do in addition to your tech support?
Resume polishing is like not really. You know, like I can actually look at a resume and actually suggest things. But like no, not as a business.
I was just wondering. Okay. Because I sent you some text, which was, you know, my resume on 5 Minute University. So, class, if you want to find out a little bit more about me, you know, I talk about some amazing things that have happened. I've been able to accomplish about 5 business failures all by myself. and I talk about how I've successfully run for office and easily won, absolutely easily won a political office, and that's because I ran unopposed. So I mean, so some of those things are in the resume, and that's in the About Me section of 5 Minute University. So I guess most people really puff up their resumes, and I deflated mine. Because I don't like what most people do in radio, so mine is exactly the opposite. So Arjun, you had something you wanted to talk about, I'm sure.
Oh well, I was wondering about like engine oil, like car engine oil. Like let's say you get your oil changed for 3,000 miles, and you cover the 3,000 miles, let's say in 1 week. So should you get like a new engine oil change for your car, or should you just add like oil in your car and you should be fine and just drive it for so however many months more?
Okay, I think I understand the question. So if you change your oil every 3,000 miles, which I recommend, we'll get Kyle's opinion. What do you do if you do 3,000 miles in a week? It's the same amount of mileage, but it is longer runs where the engine is at highway speeds, obviously, to get that number of miles. I have a couple different thoughts on that. How old is this car? How many miles does it have on it?
2007, and the miles are 161,000 miles.
Okay, and what kind of car is this?
It's a Toyota Prius.
Okay, and so you use 0W20 engine oil, is that correct?
0W20. Well, actually, you know, like I'm pretty sure. I'm not really sure about the engine oil. You know, like. I know how to change the oil, but I have not changed the oil recently. You know, I just get it changed. But like, I know how to change the oil and everything. You know, I'm not really sure about the oil.
Let me share a few stories, and I'd love to hear Kyle's comments. Mm-hmm. Years ago, this is many, many years ago, what would happen is small service stations, and we're not talking about the big chains, we're talking about the small service stations. Some of them were less than honest. And if you said, well, do you want what kind of oil do you want? Do you want the good oil? Do you want the better oil? Or do you want the best oil? There are different prices, so the best oil was more expensive. And the customer could leave the vehicle and then come back and pick it up. Sometimes the customer would pay for the best oil and not get the best oil, get maybe, you know, the cheap oil. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. USA Prepares instructor. Arjun's with us, USA Prepares instructor. And Arjun had a question about oil changes. So here are some of my thoughts. So years ago, the independent service stations typically bought oil not in quarts or gallons or two-gallon jugs. They bought it in 55-gallon drums. And I know that there was this station that had one that was marked Castrol. And some people think Castrol is a really good brand. And so when people went in for their oil change, they go, wow, they use Castrol. That's good. Well, really what happened was the people at the service station, the owner, would buy cheap oil and pour it into the Castrol drum. And so while the customers were thinking they were getting Castrol, they weren't. They were getting some other brand which cost less, which was probably not as good. That's one thing. Another thing is when a company changes your oil, like a quick lubrication type oil company, you know, or a 15-minute oil change type company, what they do is they pride themselves on getting you in and getting you out so you're not delayed. But what that means is all of the oil is not drained out of your crankcase, your engine's oil pan, because it doesn't have enough time to drain out. So you're getting maybe a cup of dirty oil left in your crankcase because it's not even done dripping when they put the oil plug back, the drain plug back in, and then put the oil filter in. Next thing is when when these oil changing companies change your oil, or even a service station, they don't pre-fill the oil filter. If it's a spin-on type oil filter, they don't pre-fill it with oil, so that when you start your engine, you're not starting with a dry, with bearings that are not fully pressurized quickly. So what happens is the oil is picked up from the engine oil pan at the bottom. It's pumped through the oil pump. It goes through the oil filter, and then it goes on through the oil galleries to the valve system, the crankshaft, the connecting rod bearings, the camshaft. All of that gets lubricated. But when you change your oil, the oil filter is empty, and you have to fill up that oil filter first before the rest of the system is pressurized. So you do probably 10,000 miles worth of wear every time you change the oil, because the engine is not running with oil for about 5 seconds. All right. All that being said, you need to change the oil yourself, pre-fill the oil filter if it's a spin-on oil filter. In your case, it happens to be a cartridge oil filter. But getting back to the 3,000 miles, it depends on how the vehicle is being used, in my opinion. If you are doing nothing but highway driving, and if that's the way the vehicle's been run, where the engine runs hot, the hot oil cleans, if it's correct oil, not a cheap oil, it cleans the surfaces and removes and scrubs the contaminants and deposits, and they get collected in the oil filter. If your oil is, if your engine does not have sludge in it because it's been run, you know, highway speeds often, rather than running short trips to the grocery store, 1 mile, shut it off, come back home, shut it off, you know, go to church, 2 miles, shut it off. If it's that kind of operation, you're going to have sludge in the engine. And what happens is the oil filters themselves get plugged up really fast. So what we've been doing is we've been changing the oil filter at the half interval. So if we go, let's say, 4,000 miles or 5,000 miles between oil changes, and that depends on how we use the vehicle. If the engine runs long trips, we'll go 5,000 miles, let's say, and we'll change the oil at 2,500, oil filter at 2,500 miles, because the oil filters get plugged up. And we want to have lots of cool oil flowing through the oil filter to cool the engine. So I guess I don't know the answer to your question. You could probably go 4,000 miles total, maybe 5,000 miles if you're going to do these long trips. But I think I would change the oil filter halfway between, which would be around 3,000 miles. And I looked up the price of oil filters for your vehicle. And it looks like you need to have a wrench, a special wrench to fit over the oil filter cartridge housing cap, and they're maybe $20 for this wrench adapter, and then the oil filters are about $5 a piece if you buy them in a 5-pack, and they come with O-rings. Kyle, when we come back, would you share your thoughts on, and you have to have good oil filters, and like OEM equivalent would be the best. Would you share your thoughts? We come back.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Labor Department figures out show 235,000 Americans filed initial claims last week. States with the biggest increases in claims were New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. The sharpest declines were in California, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Facing accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister.
The national average price for a gallon of gas has fallen to $4.75 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Firefighters are making progress against the Electra fire south of Sacramento, California. CAL FIRE reports it's now 40% contained, and some of the hundreds of people who were evacuated are now being allowed to head back home. Others aren't. And Amador County Sheriff Gary Redman says those empty homes may be tempting to thieves, but he's stepped up patrols to prevent looting.
We have already caught somebody that ran a roadblock and was casing houses up to no good, and he is now in the Amador County Jail, and we will continue to have that zero tolerance in Amador County.
In a speech alongside MI5 leaders in London on Wednesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray sounded the alarm about the challenges China poses to the Western world, from cybersecurity to technology theft and even election interference.
This spring, the Chinese government went so far as directly interfering in a congressional election in New York because they didn't want the candidate, a Tiananmen Square protester and critic of the Chinese government, to be elected.
A bipartisan pair of senators is calling for an investigation into the Chinese app TikTok, which they allege is being used to steal personal data from the users of the app. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and Arjun had a question about changing oil. Kyle, what are your thoughts? He's got 3,000 miles on it, and he did it in about a week.
Well, I'll tell you, Arjun, number one, that 07 Prius, I don't know what there is about that particular year, but I have had two friends of mine that had them, and they are probably the most trouble-free, amazing little car I have seen that I had firsthand knowledge of. One couple ran theirs to about 220,000 and finally traded it in and got a hybrid. The other one, you're hardly going to believe it, but a guy does claims on with his 07 Prius, and he did insurance claims everywhere from Texas to Maine. And he ran that car to 393,000 miles and without any major repairs on it at all.
What happened was with this car, then it gives me trouble, then it will cost a lot. For example, if the battery goes bad, just a normal battery, that 12 volt battery, if it goes bad, so that cost $300 to $400 or $400 to $500, I think, just to replace that 12 volt battery. And if you have to change the light, headlight, that costed me, I think, $300 to $400 or close to that, $400 to $500, because they have to change they have to take out the engine completely. And, my battery, my hybrid battery, that failed, when I was at, 130,000 miles. So I got, the second-hand battery replaced, but that lasted only for 30,000 miles. And so I just few days back, so I had to replace my hybrid battery again. And you are right, this car won't give you problems, but when it gives you problems, then it costs quite a lot,
Yeah. That's exactly what I was, where I was actually headed. A good friend of mine who, I started in the automotive industry with, close to 40 years ago. He is a service manager now for Toyota, and I was talking to him about those very things, and that is exactly what he said. He said, when you do have something that goes wrong, it's going to cost you dearly. But overall, we don't have to fix that much on them. Here's my thoughts on the oil. I agree with Vince that you really need a really good oil filter. If you drive on the highway, so I'm approximately 25 miles out of town. And so I will drive my car. Here's the key. You got to check your oil. Just look at it. Okay, but I will drive mine approximately 5,000 miles, but I will check it probably every 1,000. And I will look at the oil. And if it's starting to turn darker brown, I'm not talking dark brown. I'm saying just quite, 50% darker than what the amber color was that you could practically see on the dipstick, see plumb through it. I will change it early. But I have a Toyota Corolla with a little 1.8 in it. And that little engine is absolutely amazing. It will go 5,000 miles, and that's when I change my oil and filter, because it literally looks like you would want to go, you could go even more. But I'm not going to, I don't ever take it beyond 5,000 miles. Once I get to 5,000, I change it, period. Or if it starts to turn color. What you will find, though, here's a real big thing. If your engine uses oil and it were to use, say, a quart of oil, and your little car, I don't know how much it holds, probably a little over 4 quarts. If it were to burn a quart of oil, say, in 2,000 miles or 2,500 miles, you've got 25% less oil in there to handle the cleaning of the engine. And so your engine oil will get darker quicker, and then you should change it if it's using a quart of oil every 2,500 miles and it starts to get darker brown, you should change it at 2,500 miles. But you really have to pay attention to the particular engine and the oil. You have to look at it. A lot of people I know don't even check their oil. Here's my thought on the quick lube, and this just happened. A friend of mine who uses he has an 018 Ford F-150, and he uses it to travel and does warranty work for different businesses that he travels all over this state and Idaho as well. And he goes into this particular name brand Quick Lube here in town, and he always comes back and has it done at the same place. Well, he's out of town. All of a sudden, he starts hearing this noise, and so he calls me up, and he says, what do you think this could be? And I said, well, it could be everything from, because he said when I press on the gas, it seems to come back harder, you know, it seems to come back louder, this noise that I've got. And I said, well, it could be a wheel bearing, which in the rear end, because it's a four-wheel drive, but he pretty much leaves it in two-wheel drive unless it's winter time. And this was in the summer. This just happened. And so I told him, I said, you know, it could be a wheel bearing in the rear end, or more than likely, though, it's got something to do with the rear end. And so he gets back to town, takes it into a mechanic who's a good friend of ours. It's not the Quick Lube place. It's an actual mechanic. And even though they had said on his Quick Lube receipt, check the rear end fluid, he was out of fluid, and it burnt the entire rear end up. All the bearings, they had to order a brand new rear end and put it in his truck. But in the meantime, they put some fluid in there and got rid of some of the noise, and he couldn't go out of town. He was using it still around town, but anything out of town, he had to use a spare truck. So don't count on them doing what it says on the receipt. And he ended up getting a brand new rear end, and the Quick Lube place, because he caught the guy, and the guy admitted it, believe it or not. And so he ended up, the Quick Lube place ended up putting a brand new rear end in his truck. But so don't trust that they are doing what they say. I've told my kids, I said, because some of them don't change their own oil either. And I said, you know, when you drive off out of there, you should pull over somewhere. If you're going to get it changed, if you're going to do that, you should pull over, you know, after, you know, you get home or something, and check the oil and make sure they put in enough, or that they didn't overfill it too much. And we have found both. We have found where they were a quart low, half a quart low, to a quart over full. And I've had them take them back and tell them, you drain some of that out or you add to this oil. And, you know, you guys are supposed to put this in. Well, we put it in, you know, according to the specs. And, you know, it doesn't matter. If the dipstick doesn't say full and right on the line, they didn't do the job that they were hired to do. I don't trust those guys. Personally, I always change my own oil, and I will as long as I can walk. But anyway, your thoughts, Vince, or Arjun, either one.
Arjun, do you have any comments? I've got a couple comments about what Kyle said, but you go first.
No, I'm good. Like, this is great feedback. I'm good.
Arjun, you need to change your own oil, and Kyle said it very, very well. You don't know. First of all, the guys that change oil at these Quick Lube oil change places are not mechanics. They are the lowest common denominator in automotive service. Okay, the new guys that have no experience are the ones who change the oil. I'm not kidding. So, you know, just because a guy has a shirt on that says, you know, the brand that, you know, of the Quick Lube place, doesn't mean he knows what he's doing, or doesn't mean she knows what she's doing. Next thing is what Kyle said. If you have too little oil, the engine oil is the primary heat transfer agent. It literally cools the bearings. It cools the piston rings. It cools everything that moves. Even though it's 185 degrees, it still cools everything and transfers the heat of the moving parts to the block. And then the block, the heat from the block gets transferred to the engine coolant, to the radiator. So the engine oil is absolutely critical. So if you have a 5-quart engine oil system and you're down a quart, that's a big deal. You're down 20%. So you've removed 20% of the cooling liquid from the engine. That's a big deal, especially in today's extreme temperatures. Next thing, it's really important to use a good brand name oil. And I would not skimp on the brand name oil, because over the years we've seen damage that has occurred because the non-brand names don't necessarily put the additives in that are required for cleaning. There are detergents in oils. There are heat-absorbing metals in oils. And there are lubrication-enhancing additives in oil. And so cheaper oils don't necessarily have the right amount of each one of those. So you'll have more engine wear. Bottom line is, you need to change your own oil and make sure that the oil that you're putting in it, you know what it is. I mean, you can buy a brand name oil, pick whichever one you want that you like the best, and you can stick with that. And you'll know if you get it in a gallon jug or a five-quart jug or quarts, you know that that's what it is. Whereas when you go to a quick lube place, you have no idea. Even though they have, you know, name brand oil on the rack, you don't know what you're getting, and you don't know the quality of the filter. Now, and that's really, really important, because what I found, I have a tool that cuts open oil filters. It's like a chain with cutters on it, and I wrap this chain around. It's like a pipe cutter, except it has maybe seven cutters on it. And I wrap it around the oil filter, and I tighten it, and I spin this this cutter tool around, and it cuts off the oil filter housing. Then I look in the bottom to see, is there any metal in the bottom of the oil filter that came from the engine? That tells me that the engine's going to fail. That tells me there's significant wear. And if I don't do that, I have a center punch, an automatic center punch. You can buy them at the Harbor Freight Chinese factory tool outlet. And it's a tool that will punch a hole in something that you want to drill a hole in. Well, I use it right on the workbench. I'll take the oil filter that I just took off, and I'll punch a hole in the bottom of it. And I'll turn the oil filter upside down, and I'll drain all the oil out of it. And then a day later, I will feel the weight of that oil filter. If it's heavy, that tells me it's caked with sludge. That means I'll tell you what.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, when we first started changing oil and working on cars and people started showing up here, and they thought, gosh, those Finelli boys, they're really slow. You could take it to the quick change place. They can get you in and out in 10, 15 minutes. And those Finelli guys take some hours, takes 2 hours for us to change the oil. And that's because we do things like drain the oil filter, feel the weight of the oil filter, and we can tell just by experience, I guess we'd call that art versus, well, art and science. We can feel the weight of the oil filter, and we know if it's filled with sludge. If it's filled with sludge, then the engine's got a problem, and then we go inspect further. And if it's not filled with sludge, then you can go a little longer on the oil changes. So the bottom line is we literally poke a hole in the dome of the steel shell of the oil filter, turn the oil filter upside down, and drain out all the oil. Now, if it's still heavy, it's not heavy because there's oil in there. It's heavy because there's sludge in there. That means you probably need to switch to a different kind of oil filter, one that doesn't have such a fine filter media. Because a fine filter media, if you have sludge in the engine, will plug up really quickly. And then what happens is there's a bypass valve in the oil filters that will allow, once the oil filter media is plugged up with contaminants, it allows dirty oil to circulate through the engine, and that makes everything even worse. So, bottom line, Argent, for you, is you have to change your own oil, and you have to use, in my opinion, you have to use a quality oil filter. An OEM oil filter would be good, or a name brand oil filter would be good, and yeah, I can help you with figuring out what that is. And you have to use the right viscosity oil and a name brand oil. Because your engine, I believe, has variable valve timing. And that requires a thinner oil, like 0W20, typically. And if you use the wrong oil, it will damage that. And then you're looking at a really expensive repair. And getting back to batteries, $450 for a battery. I looked up the battery at AutoZone. Full retail price is $199.99, so $200, which is insanely expensive. But that's for the cheap one. Then they have the, and that would be a lead acid battery, and I like them best, believe it or not. The AGM batteries are more expensive. They say they're better. I don't think so. You know, closer to $300 for an AGM. I'd rather have a conventional lead-acid battery, less expensive. They seem to work really well, and they're less susceptible to being damaged by incorrect charging. And that was another thing I wanted to talk about. You have to be really careful today if you have a dead battery. We just got a call. A person left a door open in one of their vehicles, and the interior light was on, battery dead. Okay. Now, let's say you call. Let's say that person called for a jump. Hey, you all got booster cables? And some guy shows up with booster cables and hook them up backwards just for a second. That hooking them up backwards can blow the alternator. Now you're $500 down for just leaving the door open. Kyle, any comments about that?
You're absolutely right, Vince. You just, you know, you have to be absolutely careful. Some of these, you know, the normal colors for battery cables is red and black, but they come in orange and black and white and black. And, you know, it's amazing to me. Some of them, I even saw one set that was total black, and on one side they had ribs. And that's how you're supposed to tell. And most people don't have a clue about what to do. If you're given that, it gives them the impression that you can just hook them up to whatever's there, you know, without looking and knowing that, you know, the ribbed one's on the positive and you've got to put the ribbed one on the positive of the other car. The other thing, Arjun, on changing your oil, I highly suggest if you're going to keep this car for a long time, is that you look into some kind of an additive. I prefer an additive called Prolong. And I use it in all of my vehicles, and I've had extremely good luck with it. But it helps with that dry startup that Vince was talking about when you change your oil. My oil filter in my car mounts sideways to the engine, so I cannot pour oil into it and try to spin it on because it'll dump all over the whole side of the engine. But if you have a really, I like the additive Prolong. That's a really good one. And I agree with Vince. He can help you with whatever brand you like. I personally use a Wix, W-I-X brand oil filter. But again, that is one of them that has a lot of, it has a lot of media in it. And so if your engine is one that creates a lot of sludge, it will plug up faster, which will mean you will have to change your oil more often. You know, so that's important.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Kyle. Thank you very much, Chris, for the feedback. And I will catch you guys like on Monday. So thank you very much for feedback.
Arjun, thank you so much for all the work that you've done, all the assistance. And class, I had told Arjun privately that I have the most wonderful extended family in the world. Arjun is part of it. Kyle's part of it. Kathy, Dr. Sheely, Rich, Bert, Greg, me. I am the most fortunate person on the planet. Arjun, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kyle and I will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.